In the summer of 1994, the world watched in disbelief as one of the most celebrated athletes in American history was charged with a crime so brutal it seemed impossible to reconcile with the smiling face on television. O.J. Simpson, football legend, actor, cultural icon, stood accused of murdering his ex-wife Nicole Brown Simpson and her friend Ron Goldman in cold blood. The evidence was staggering: blood trails, DNA, a history of domestic abuse. Yet when the jury returned its verdict, the room held its breath: not guilty. Was it justice or the greatest miscarriage of it? This wasn't just a trial. It was a national reckoning about race, class, celebrity, and the blind spots of the American justice system. The infamous glove, the chase in the white Bronco, the DNA that should have sealed his fate, but didn't. And decades later, the questions haven't faded. Was OJ guilty, or was he the scapegoat for something even darker? Maybe even someone closer to home? So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. The Fall of a Hero. The American Dream in Cleats Orenthal. James Simpson wasn't just famous, he was beloved. From the Heisman Trophy to Hollywood stardom, OJ symbolized a rare kind of crossover success. He was a black man in white America who didn't just survive, he thrived. Charismatic, eloquent, and media savvy, he played for the Buffalo Bills like a god in motion, then parlayed his stardom into Hertz commercials and film roles. He married Nicole Brown, a blonde waitress 18 years his junior. Their Beverly Hills life looked picture perfect, but behind the manicured lawns and red carpet smiles, there were cracks. Nicole called 911 multiple times, neighbors heard screams, police came and left. The public never knew how dark things really were, until it was too late. June 12, 1994, blood on Bundy Drive. At 10:15 p.m., Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman were found brutally murdered outside her condo. Nicole had been nearly decapitated. Ron, a waiter who came by to return her mother's forgotten glasses, had 19 stab wounds. Almost immediately, the crime scene screamed rage and familiarity. There was no sign of forced entry. Whoever did this knew the layout, knew Nicole, knew how to kill with savage precision, and just steps away. In the blood, in the footprints, and later in the DNA, the trail pointed in one direction. OJ, a white Bronco, and a nation frozen. June 17th, 5 days after the murders. America stood still. OJ had been charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder, but instead of turning himself in, he fled. In a white Ford Bronco, driven by his friend Al Cowlings. With a gun to his head, Simpson led police on a slow-speed chase down the 405 freeway. Over 95 million people watched live. People lined the streets holding signs like, "Run, Juice, run." Others watched in disbelief. A football icon, now America's most wanted man. In the back seat, a suicide note. The final line: "I had nothing to do with Nicole's murder. He was arrested that night. The evidence that should have sealed it." If you only looked at the physical evidence, this case was a slam dunk. Blood drops leading from the crime scene to OJ's Bronco and then into his house on Rockingham. OJ's blood, Nicole's blood, and Ron's blood, all found in his vehicle and on a pair of socks in his bedroom. A glove at the murder scene, and its match found behind Simpson's guest house. DNA testing, still relatively new to the public, confirmed it. Experts said the odds of the blood not being OJ's were 1 in 170 million. Then came the kicker. OJ had no alibi. He claimed he was packing for a flight to Chicago, but a limo driver waiting outside his home said he didn't answer the door. Lights were off. Then, suspiciously, he saw a shadowy figure rush inside. Minutes later, OJ emerged, suddenly eager to travel. The prosecution believed he had time to commit the murders and clean up. And if not him, then who? Enter the dream team. OJ didn't just hire lawyers, he built a media war machine. Robert Shapiro, Alan Dershowitz, F. Lee Bailey, and the charismatic street smart Johnny Cochran, who would become the face of the defense. From the outset, the strategy was clear. This wasn't just about OJ's guilt, this was about planting doubt, and they had a perfect opening. The LAPD, Mark Foreman, a key detective, had found the glove at Simpson's estate, but under cross-examination, he lied about using racial slurs. Soon, tapes surfaced of Foreman bragging about planting evidence and brutalizing black suspects. The defense pounced. "If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit," Cochran told the jury, waving the glove Simpson had dramatically struggled to put on, swollen from arthritis and years-old blood. Suddenly, the story wasn't about murder. It was about race, corruption, and whether a black man could get a fair trial in America. America chooses sides. Outside the courtroom, battle lines were drawn. Polls showed that most white Americans believed Simpson was guilty. Most black Americans did not. To many in the black community, O.J. was a symbol, a rich, successful black man being taken down by a racist system. After the Rodney King beating and the L.A. riots, trust in the LAPD was shattered. People didn't need to believe O.J. was innocent. They just needed to believe the system was guilty. Inside the courtroom, the jury was sequestered for over 250 days, the longest jury sequestration in American history. They heard months of testimony, saw gruesome crime scene photos, and watched the defense dismantle every piece of damning evidence. And then, in just 4 hours, the verdict came back. Chapter 2. Aftershocks, Not Guilty. October 3, 1995. Courtroom 9. The world watched. O.J. Simpson stood as the jury delivered its decision. Not guilty of the murder of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Lyle Goldman. Gasps, cheers, outrage, relief. Outside, jubilation and fury collided in the streets. Nicole and Ron's families sobbed. Civil rights leaders praised the verdict as a stand against racial injustice. The media erupted. And America realized it wasn't just witnessing a trial. It was living through a cultural earthquake. But was justice served, or just expertly dodged? The civil trial. A different jury. A different verdict. In 1997, the Goldman and Brown families took Simpson to civil court. The standard wasn't beyond a reasonable doubt. It was simply the preponderance of the evidence. And there, O.J. was found liable for the wrongful deaths of Nicole and Ron. The jury awarded $33.5 million to the victims' families. This verdict didn't carry jail time, only financial responsibility, but it was a public rebuke, oh, bitter reversal that left many asking, how could one court say, not guilty, and another say, you did it? Because the justice system, like America, often tells two different stories at once, the lost years and the Vegas heist. After the trial, Simpson's life spiraled. He moved to Florida, protected from the civil judgment by state laws. He made money from autograph signings, controversial interviews, and even wrote a book titled, If I Did It, a hypothetical confession so outrageous it reignited public fury. The Goldmans later won rights to the book and republished it with "if" minimized on the cover. Then, in 2007, karma knocked on the door. Simpson was arrested for a botched robbery in Las Vegas, where he and a group of armed men tried to recover sports memorabilia. He claimed it was his property. The jury wasn't sympathetic. He was sentenced to 33 years. He served 9. Was it justice or payback? Jason Simpson, a shadow theory. Over the years, a controversial theory gained traction that O.J. may have been covering for someone else. His son, Jason Simpson. Jason, a trained chef with a documented history of mental instability and violent outbursts, reportedly had strained relationships with Nicole. Some theorists point to missing fingerprints, the murder weapon never being found, and O.J.'s strange behavior during the trial as clues. Was he protecting his son? Or is this just another attempt to rewrite a painful chapter? Even today, no solid evidence ties Jason to the murders. But the theory persists, not because it's provable, but because the truth of this case still feels out of reach. The Court of Public Opinion. Nearly 3 decades later, the O.J. Simpson trial remains the most watched, most dissected criminal case in American history. It changed how we talk about domestic violence. It changed how the media covers trials. It exposed racial wounds that had festered for generations, and it made Americans realize that justice isn't always a matter of facts. It's about who controls the narrative. Was O.J. guilty? Many still say yes. But others believe the LAPD's history of racism left too much doubt. The case wasn't just about two people murdered, it was about America, its illusions, its contradictions, and the uncomfortable question, do we really want the truth or just a verdict we can live with?